to Understanding Emotion series. I'm Crystal Hughes, and we've been on quite a journey now going through these different emotions and really understanding the distinctions. Now, I just want to say today is going to be an opportunity for us to not only look at understanding shame in more detail, but we're also going to do some live demonstrations. We're going to do a process. And we're going to answer some questions. If you'd like to have an intuitive reading with me, you're going to want to hit *2 if you're on the phone. And that way I will know that you want to connect with me and we can do a little process with you if we have time or just do a reading for you. But *2 is the way to go if you're on the phone. Otherwise, you're going to put a question that you have in the question box on the webinar page, and as a multisensory intuitive, I'm going to tune in with your higher self, and that's how I get your answer. I've been doing this quite a long time, so it's really great to get that clarity today, and that's my greatest offering that I have for you. So we're coming together as a community. We're going to connect in and get really centered in the heart space prior to the process. But first, I want to share a little bit about the meaning that we have and the relationship that we have to shame. Now, in understanding what we go through in our life, this experience of shame, we can be in a place where we are at the effect of someone else's shame, or we are actually in our power, but we're using it to shame ourselves. So there's two distinctions there with that. And as we go a little bit deeper, I want you to begin understanding that if you are shaming yourself, you're finding some issue wrong with you based upon the values that you've either heard from someone else, picked up from someone else, or you're going against the values within yourself. But I have to say, shame wants you to kind of perk up your ears and pay attention and come into the place of asking the question again, what do you really value? What do you want to take a stand for? And what is it that you want to live up to as an expectation for yourself? So in that space, when you get to choose what you want to stand for, you finally feel comfortable in your own skin. You finally feel comfortable standing up for yourself, communicating your truth in the moment, not taking on other people's energies and projections, and being able to be so comfortable that you can share your entire self with another. So it's beautiful to be in that space. And so shame is an indication. And it supports us within relationship so that we are feeling good, we're feeling comfortable with ourselves, but it indicates that we need to go into our inner reality. We need to look inside. We have to do an assessment and see what we truly value. It supports us in determining what we find valuable enough to take a stand for. So, in that experience of shame, when it comes up or when someone puts it upon us, we want to make a choice as to how to react, or I like to say powerfully respond, how to best handle that situation, challenge, or experience. So shame is saying, pay attention and really take a look at how you want to handle this situation, because we know that if it's based upon values, whether ours or someone else's that we've taken on, this is good, this isn't good, this is right, this is wrong. If we then do something against ourselves as an action or a reaction, we are going to then create an opportunity to shame ourselves or be shamed by someone else. So it actually feels like we're in this double bind situation. I can't win because I don't necessarily have control over my emotions yet, and I'm going to react. Or I'm choosing to react in the way that I want, that I believe that is in alignment with my values, and someone else is projecting the shame on to me. But we can begin to build up our strength, and when we have already gone into what I call this premeditated choice with our values, this is what I truly believe and this is what I stand for, then we get to stay in integrity. And it actually supports us being stronger so that someone doesn't have the unconscious tendency to shame us, point their finger at us, well, you should have done it this way, or if you would have done it this way, then, right? So we begin understanding that we don't make messes in our own lives. There's nothing that we have to clean up because we didn't go against ourselves in the first place when we took an action or when we reacted to someone. And shame has been known as this disapproval of others. Sometimes it even goes into public disapproval, right? And when you talk about the cultural values that have been placed, shame is often called the secret emotion, because most people who are ashamed are also feeling guilty about the shame. So they seldom bring it up. They seldom discuss it with others. Or they bring it up as a problem to be solved. They're not really addressing the emotion of shame. They're bringing it up as a problem to be solved in a safe context. In cultures, as I was addressing, going beyond the cultural values and being a transgressor of the cultural value, what happens is that shame can be that principal method of social control. And it can be a way for others to ultimately punish someone, to be banished from the group, to be separated from the tribe. And in the past, most tribal cultures, this was usually equivalent to death because other neighboring tribes were unlikely to accept someone who had been banished. And so all of a sudden you're in the space of shame, holding shame, because you didn't live up to an expectation that was set by the tribe. And now all of a sudden you're alone and you have to survive alone. And that can be extremely difficult, especially back then, right? So I want you to get the degree to which others have a capacity to influence you with this emotion of shame if you choose to take it on. If you choose to take it on. So shame is an experience of not meeting the values of other people, and it brings attention to your own choice of values. So there's also another distinction, and it's a very useful distinction, between shame about a behavior, something you did, and shame about the self. Shame about a behavior seems less harmful because the person can usually decide to change the behavior, to conform to the values of the group or the tribe, or can choose to change the behavior to be in the space of temporary acceptance within that group, even if it's not the full value that that person's aligning with in that moment. Shame about the entire person, the person individually, is much more difficult to overcome. Because how can a person really change the being of them? So let me give you an example. if you imagine someone saying, you should be ashamed of what you did. You should be ashamed of what you did can be remedied. Because you can then look back and you can also look at them and communicate that the action that was taken, what you did, the actions outside of you, and you can resolve that. But listen to this one. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. That is really a trap that is very difficult to escape. It's this language trap that the shamer has created for you. And so you should be ashamed of yourself all of a sudden has you go within and think of you as bad or you as wrong. It's a personal association. It's a label that's been placed upon you. And you get to decide whether you want to take that label on or off. But most people feel as if they don't have a choice, but they do. And within the experience, you choose to take it in and carry it, or you choose to let it go. And so if you imagined that shame is something that is personal to someone, and I have an example. Just the other day, I was out at the farmer's market, and I was carrying around my little chai tea, and it's one of those reusable cups. And I was there, and I was walking around with it, and of course I would put it down, and I would try on something, put it down, and, you know, put that hat on and see how it looked, and then I would pick it up and go to the next booth and put it down. And I was there with my boyfriend and his children. And it was very interesting because at the end of our little farmer's market tour, I didn't have my cup. And we went looking and traced all the way back as much as we could, and I didn't find my cup. And I loved my cup. I've been using that for a long time, and it meant a lot to me. So I was in a space of dealing with loss and sadness and disappointment. I wasn't overly sad, but I was sad in that moment. And it was very interesting because one of the girls said something to me, well, you should have blank. And when she said you should have, here she is, 12 years old, and she's shaming me in the moment that I'm feeling sad. I'm vulnerable in that moment. I'm dealing with that loss. You should have. And I stood there. I actually stopped because we were walking. I stopped and I took a breath and I looked at her and I said, I'm not going to own that. You might want to look at that part of you that's the shamer because I'm not taking that on. And all of a sudden she shifted and she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't really mean that. And I said, well, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. It's okay, but you might want to take a look at that shaming. And in that space of being able to stand in a place, now she was 12 years old and she got a lesson, but I have to tell you, you can use that as a lesson for anyone that you are in relationship with. When you recognize your own feelings, what you're going through, and how someone else is trying to project onto you, you claim that space. You claim your truth. And in a loving way, you set a very healthy boundary. And the power that you get and the trust that you get within yourself is so profound because you're really taking a stand for you. You're taking a stand for what you believe in. And you're not going to accept the shame that someone else has put upon you. So it actually has you redirect to the internal energy of you. And we can either have that impact affect us. The impact of shame, you know, the feeling of that shame? Someone points their finger at you and shames you. If you're not standing in your power in that moment, that energy causes you to crumble. And you have to take a look at why you feel that need to restrict your energy. Shame has us want to restrict our energy because we are feeling the impact of the energy sent towards us, towards our energy field. And the pointing of the finger, if you've ever had that happen to you where someone is in the space of shame and they're pointing and directing it to you, it's almost as if a little rocket is coming out of their tip of their finger and going right into your heart. Now, if you restrict your energy and you are trying to avoid the impact, what will eventually happen is you're taking that little rocket, that little arrow that shot into your heart, and now you're holding it inside. And eventually that energy that doesn't even belong to you, but that you then made a story around, created a picture around, wrapped yourself around it, restricting, pulling in your shoulders, putting your hands over your heart, coming down into that fetal position of shame, eventually that will have you implode. And it has you fall apart. And we don't want that. We want you to feel as if you can take a stand. You can stand up to a person. You can stand up to a situation. You can stand up for the cause of you. And you actually, when taking a stand, you reflect that you have self-worth. That you actually have value rather than taking it on as if, okay, I caused something to happen. It wasn't good. It was bad. You're putting that label on it. You're making a story up. You're taking it on. You've done something that reflects some kind of lack of value or lack of self-worth. But in that space of what happened, if you stand strong and you open yourself to your own value system, your higher self, you will get a response from your higher self as to what is appropriate in that moment and what you really believe will come forward. And you will have the voice and you will have the words to speak for yourself. No longer do you need to take it on and take it in, unable to bear the pain of the moment, because you'll feel powerless. And you, as an aware person, as an aware being, you can use that shame as an indicator that says, pay attention, take a stand. What are you taking a stand for? Is there something that needs to be corrected? Is there something that I need to say? Is the asking for forgiveness in order here? And also, whose shame is this? Does it even belong to me? Okay, so let's go ahead now and let's do a process. And this is going to be you practicing whether you want to take on the shame or whether you want to let it go. So I want you to think of a time as you close your eyes and get in the center of your being. You're going to just think of a time when you were shamed. So let's go ahead now. Place your attention at your heart space. Open the doors of your heart and step inside, getting into the rhythm of your heartbeat. Align your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe, calling all of your awareness inside your body, Let your power be right there with you, breathing rhythmically, allowing yourself to relax even more, placing your attention at the base of your spine, forming a connection for your grounding cord, this cord that's going to connect in with the earth and ground you, have you feeling stable and secure. You can imagine that as a tree trunk with roots, or you can imagine it as an anchor, whatever you want to imagine your grounding cord as. It's going all the way down, down into the earth. And it's locking into this large ball of light in the center of the earth. That is our recycling plant to transmute any emotional energies. And so I want you now to be in the space of remembering. Remember a time where someone shamed you. And I want you to go back to that time along your timeline. Imagine your timeline is just a string to your path, to that event. And you just follow that string along until you get to that event. And I want you to allow yourself in this moment to witness what happened there. Because you're going to rework it in your timeline. And you're going to let your response be different than it was in the past. And so you're looking at the event and you're watching that event. And maybe you have a picture of it. And I want you to play it as if it's happening now. See the one that is the shamer. And notice how the shame energy came towards you. If the shame was an object, what would it be? If the shame was an object, what would it be? Imagine the shamer holding the object. Would you accept that object? Who does it really belong to? Let the person that it belongs to have it back. And so I want you to recognize, has there been any other shame that you have taken on inside your body? Any other shame that you've taken on inside your body? And maybe it shows up in a place where you've never allowed yourself to go. Maybe it's behind closed doors, and that's okay. So as you imagine letting that person have their shame back, I want you to have a conversation with yourself in that moment. And I want you to acknowledge yourself in that moment for not accepting that shame object. And if you did accept it, you're letting them have it back. And your conversation with yourself is such that you recognize that you may have at one point felt as if you were powerless to make that choice, but now you actually are. Give yourself permission from this moment and point in time on your timeline to actually make a choice. And that is based upon your truth and your chosen values. Good. Now, allow yourself to come up all the way out of that experience and all the way back to now. And now I want you to think of a time when you shamed yourself. You shamed yourself. You felt ashamed about something that you did. Now I want you to see if you have a picture that's associated with that moment in time. You shamed yourself. You felt ashamed of yourself. So you might remember something that you said or something that you did. And you might even remember that it had an impact upon someone else. And you might even recall that they accepted the shame that was put upon them. Or they accepted the experience as if you should be ashamed of yourself. And so this picture that you have, I want you to disconnect the shame from it as if you're just cutting the ties. And I want you now to see if that picture is trying to tell you something. Are there values that you need to take on or implement or live by? Is that just an old pattern? If so, what part of you is holding on to that picture to remind you of your own value? And we're going to take this picture now, and we're going to burn this picture. So I want you to imagine lighting the image, the memory, the picture, because you've gotten use out of it now. And now you're letting it go, all of the ashes going down and all of the smoke going up, dissolving it fully. And the part of you that may have been holding on to it, I want you to tell that part of you that it's no longer necessary. You got what you need to get from that event. You got whether you needed to create a new value or not. You got whether you were taking it on because of some other beliefs, someone else's beliefs, or not. You got what action you needed to take to ask for forgiveness or not. And so that part of you no longer needs to be in charge of the shame. You're taking back control. Good. Now, all of the shame inside your body that you've been carrying, maybe, remember, you might have put it behind closed doors. Let's just unpack as much as we can right now. I want you to imagine your angels coming down and unpacking, unloading you, and sending down all of that shame down and out. Any of the places that you've stored it in your body, you might consciously know. Maybe it's in the lower back. That's a common place to hold shame. Maybe it's in the front sacral chakra, right below your belly button, another common place to hold shame. Your angels are unpacking it. You're sending it down and out of you. You're releasing it. And you're making a promise to yourself that you're no longer going to simply allow shame to impact you. You're not going to take on other people's values without questioning whether that is your truth or not. And you are going to evaluate your values and what you stand for so that you can have it already in your mind, premeditated, how you hold your own integrity so that you can make a choice as to handle a situation in the best possible way, how to handle a challenge in the best possible way, how to handle any experiences of life in the best possible way in that moment. Good. Now replacing that shame. Replacing that shame, that old shame being dissolved down, recycled, and now bringing in a brand new image and brand new energy that's of higher vibrational essence. Clarity is a very good one. You're clear whether it belongs to you or someone else. You're clear that when that feeling of shame arises, you know it's asking you to go inside and make a choice about your values. Excellent. Good. So just taking a stand for yourself right now. There you go. Excellent. Okay. All right. So let me just get back to the phone lines here. If everyone wants to come back into this space. Coming all the way back into this space right now, just being here, fully present. All right, good. Okay, now we're going to move into the second part. So again, if you have a question, star 2 to raise your hand on the phone. And if you would like to do some work with me, I'll be doing some work together, and if you would like to just put your question in the cue box, you can do that as well. I'll be doing some intuitive readings. In fact, I'm going to start with that right now. All right, so here we go. Yvonne, I don't know how to pronounce where you're from, but it's Yvonne. I'm clearing and clearing, but still feel a little stuck with my next step. Can you see where I must still release? Okay, Yvonne, let me just check and see here. I'm going to your throat chakra, and it's affecting your power center, digestion, the ability to really swallow something, you know, to take it down and really digest it. And it's some kind of denial within yourself. Somebody, it looks like you had either now or you had a relationship in which someone was trying to feed you lies or tell you lies, and you were kind of choking on it, but you were trying to gag it down, basically, okay? So what I'm seeing is the experience, a part of you that was allowing this to happen, taking in, gagging down some untruth. Because of whatever reason you had in the relationship, that part of you needs to be addressed, okay? And that's going to help you move forward. All right. All right, Chris from Ontario. says, Crystal, I just love learning with you. Thank you for your beautiful self. Oh, you're welcome. I'm so torn and have been on the fence for 4 years and need help to get off it. I moved away 4 or 5 years ago and have been blessed in so many ways in my new city, yet still long to go back home. Okay. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on, but could desperately use your help. Thank you. Okay, so Chris, let me just check and see what is going on there for you. Yeah, so it's a very interesting thing. I don't know why this accordion player is coming up. It's like I see this accordion player, but the interesting thing about that is I'm actually seeing the two hands doing something differently. And it's like on the one hand you're wanting to do this, on the other hand you're wanting to do that. One equals that you're actually creating music in the space, and the other one is that you're actually having to just simply be physical in the experience. So what I'm trying to say is that with these two parts that are disillusioned, they're not really getting down to your heart. Right? One is in this fantasy of like, ooh, I can play music. If I lived there, it would be like this. And the other one is saying, oh my God, you know, do you really want to take that on? Is that going to be the experience? Or are we still going to just be doing the same old thing? Playing the accordion over and over and over. Same kind of motions, okay? All right, so these two parts are disillusioned. You've got to get in there and work with them separately and really get a sense of what they're, why they're pulling and tugging at you in two directions. But what I can tell you is when you do parts work, you're going to find that they both really want the same thing for you. But you have to shift their belief because they're pulling you in two different directions. And you won't be peaceful inside until you deal with that. Okay. All right. Nancy from San Diego, can you talk with my higher self and let me know which persona I should address to really clear out that old shame I've been carrying around? I don't want to lug around anymore with me. I know. I understand. Oh, huge gratitude to you in this wonderful community. Oh, thanks, Nancy, for that. Okay, so let's just see which part of you has this shame. Well, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing a factory worker with this grease on her hands, and she looks to be about maybe like 10 or 11 years old, and it's just this shame about having to work in this experience at such a young age. I really feel like it's past life. And so let me just see how many past lives ago. It's 5 past lives ago, okay? So it's you being put to work like a slave, having to go to work in this factory, okay? And you are ashamed of having to do that, all right? Okay, here we go. Anita from Lubbock. Hello, Crystal. Do I have a shame-related persona or block I may not be aware consciously? There's some shame that you have that goes through the lineage. And what I'm hearing, the word that I'm hearing is shame around creating excuses. Excuses for not being something, excuses for not doing something, excuses for not achieving something. So there's shame around achievement and making excuses. Okay? All right, so here we go. Okay. We have Edith from Bavaria. Dear Crystal, I wrote in my question, it disappeared. Oh, no. Okay, well, I've got it now. I was just hearing you on Irem's show and did the fantastic fire meditation. Yeah, the sacral bonfire, sacral chakra bonfire. Okay, great. Thank you for your guidance and unconditional teachings. You're welcome. Unfortunately, I'm not shifting with my heavy breathing issue. I'm limiting me very much in different life situations. Currently doing the entity clearing. Got it. Can you please tune into what would be helpful for me to transform this limitation? Okay, let's just check, Edith. What's going on with this limitation? Okay, here's what your higher self is showing me. It's sudden shock and grief mixed together. So sudden loss and shock it feels like it's in your family lineage. At first I thought it was past life. It feels like it's actually in your family lineage, and it looks to be 8 generations ago. And let's just check and see which one, maternal or paternal. Paternal. So Edith, paternal genealogical line, and you're going to go back and you're going to clear from your timeline sudden shock mixed with grief, like somebody literally lost a loved one right before their eyes. Okay? All right. Rochelle from Saudi Arabia. Hi, Crystal. I love your work. Can you check if there is any movement in my sexual blockages, please, or is another area I need to be working on? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so let's just go here and let's just see. Well, there's definitely more light in there, shining, shining, bright light, which is really beautiful. And just some sacredness in that space now. You know, the creative process is so sacred, right? It really is taking the stuff of the universe and manifesting a miracle when we go from not having anything or being in the nothingness to actually creating something, even like a baby, right? And so I see that you're creating a very sacred space there. So that's really good. But let's just check and see if there's any other blockage. It comes in the back sacral chakra. I'm actually experiencing that at some point you were overworking your sacral chakra, which means you're trying too hard in relationship. Okay, so when have you tried too hard in relationship, like trying too hard to make it work? That's the persona that wants to be addressed right now. Okay, all right, Sylvia from Johannesburg. Is there anything my higher self would like to know, work on regarding shame? I feel like this is a big one for me. So Sylvia, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing your right hand, and the right hand, the end of it, like literally the right hand and the fingertips are, it almost looks like it's had frostbite. And with that, it's kind of dead in the space, right? And it's left brain wiring to your right hand. So it has to do with that logic and reasoning and making the decisions, and it has to do with career and work. And what's happening is you feel, some part of you feels as if the work that you're doing doesn't match you, and there's a deeper level of shame that's coming up because you're doing that. So I'd love to hear your feedback on that, but that's what's coming up. And what I'm seeing is the rewiring of your left brain is happening now because your right brain's opening up so much more. So you're about to have this shift and really open that right brain experience and be able to make a move even in the career or what you're doing right now. Okay, here we go. Nicole from Scottsdale. Hi, Crystal. How can I balance being empathic and what's appropriate or professional? For example, I cry very easily, yet bawling my head off at work isn't appropriate, and I don't want to stuff my feelings either. Right, right. So, Nicole, when you have the experience of sadness, if it is sadness, okay, and I want you to get, you know, just take a look at that. What's actually happening with crying? Many times we'll feel it as it triggered something within us, and we are the ones that are emotionally clearing for other people that are not clearing. And that's what I feel like it is with you. It's not just that, obviously you said balance being empathic, so you know that you're an empath, right? And so this one is very important because the boundaries are set like this. When you practice discerning whether something is your emotion or someone else's emotion, it's a split-second opportunity, a split-second. So, again, you have to have this already premeditated. I'm going to experience emotions in a different way. I'm not going to run them through my body first in order to discern if they're mine or another's. I'm not going to run them through my body first to even know what the emotional energy is. So at some time in your life, which I feel is about 2.5 to 3 years old, see, you said, ooh, if I run it through my body, I get very clear about what the emotion is and what the experience is of the people around me. And that's how I relate. No, you relate from your heart power consciousness, which allows you to be in your own body and allows you to hold your own space and allows you to ask the question, what is the emotion? What am I feeling? Whose energy is this? Okay? So for you, I want you to be in your power center. Turn off your clairsentience like it's a knob there. Turning it off, and I'm going to now empower myself with my clairgnostic abilities, with my abilities to know, with my abilities to see what's happening and to pay attention, okay? It's just retraining. All right. Okay, here we go. All right, Sandra from Berlin says, dear Crystal, can you please help me to find a blind spot around money? I feel ashamed that I'm not really able to make any. So with this experience of making any, that's the first thing that I want you to look at, because what I'm seeing is I'm seeing kind of this postal worker, you know, this postal worker that has this stamp machine, and it looks like you're just running stuff through and you're just stamping, running it through, stamping, running it through, stamping. It's very much like this automatic, you know, I'm just doing this routine, whatever I need to do. I know I'm working hard, but I'm not really getting ahead. That persona that believes that you are the one responsible for making money has to go. Did you know you're not the one responsible for making money? You're not the one responsible for making money. Your prosperity consciousness is not reliant upon how much you work. Your prosperity, the amount of prosperity, richness for life, as well as richness in finances and money, has nothing to do with how much you work. It has to do with how you perceive the value of the energy output. So if you were to look at your scale of consciousness right now, and let's just put it this way, how much do you really feel comfortable in your body making per year? How much do you actually feel comfortable? And I want you to look at it on a scale. Not just asking yourself the question, get a visual display. Is the mark at, I feel comfortable making $25,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $250,000 a year, $1 million a year? What is the value of my energy output? Okay? And that's what I want you shifting. Because it has nothing to do with making anything. You generate a vibrational frequency. Now, I also want to say this. Sometimes you're just simply in a cycle. And that cycle is a cycle of detachment, which includes detachment from money. If you're in a cycle, then it doesn't matter with the energy output what you're going to get in return, because you simply are needing to go through what detachment feels like. Your soul does that, just so you know. Your soul puts you through a cycle of detachment so that you can go within and you can clean out a lot of the emotional baggage and energy. and clean out a lot of the attachments that you have, because your soul wants to thrive. It wants to be lighter instead of being heavy. So it naturally will take you through that. And that's the hero's journey. It's part of the hero's journey. Okay? All right, ready to go to the phone lines. Okay, here we go. Now let's just see. I am looking at Northbrook, Illinois, and that number, area code 847. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What are we working on today?
Can you hear me? Oh, I'm really struggling with moving forward in a job, and
okay.
Shame's kind of getting in the way. And I every time I go to apply for a job, it's I'm not good enough. Other people have better experience.
Okay,
and that holds
got
me
it.
Back.
Yeah, I got it. I'm not good enough. So again, what we want to do is we have to shift that, because it is you looking at you, and that you can shift, right? You really can shift how you're experiencing you. But obviously there's a part of you that says, I'm not good enough, okay? And so let me just ask you this. If you were to know what percentage that part of you takes you over, what percentage would you say, if she's in full effect, what percentage would you say?
Taking over when I'm trying to do something, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Probably 100%, because
okay,
it stopped me.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. So really, all the stuff about, ooh, I'm my higher self and I'm valuable goes out the door.
Right.
Right? It's just like you see with these personas, they just take you over, right? So let's go in right now and let's shift. Everybody, we can all do this. Let's shift the one that says, I'm not good enough. And that goes along with, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, whatever, right? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to pull out the part of you that believes this, I'm not good enough. Search for her and pull her out and put her in front.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And tell me what she looks like.
A little girl, like 7, 8, kind of ragged clothing, like an apron, dress, pigtails, like braids.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell me, if you were to know the very first time that she was created, if you were to know the very first time she was created, was it before, during, or after your birth?
After.
And if you were to know, how old were you?
8.
Okay. So I get 3.
Okay.
I get 3. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to take you back to around 3 years old. I want you to just think about what happened around 3. Where were you living? What was going on in the environment? Was anything happening that would have had you say or had you believe, I'm not good enough, or would have had you compare yourself?
I don't remember. I know my sister wasn't a big fan of me being there.
Mm-hmm. So what was the experience with her?
Competitive.
Okay, so the experience of she's competitive with you, and what mm-hmm. were you saying to yourself?
Interesting. Try harder, show her, show them.
Okay, so really it's about proving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So do you believe that there's ever an end to proving yourself?
Is there ever an end to proving yourself? Probably no.
No, because you know why? Because we have an ego.
Mm-hmm.
And the ego keeps searching for the new thing to achieve, for the next thing to achieve, to the you know, whatever it is. The ego keeps creating that next thing to prove itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you got yourself in a little double bind here, right?
Yes.
Sister's there, and all of a sudden you fracture off, you create this persona, and you have to prove yourself. Keep trying to prove yourself, prove yourself, prove yourself. Keep working harder. Whatever it is that you need to do. In that space, you jump to 8 years old. You're going to be able to see what happened at eight. And the truth is that if you relate to this, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, or I have to just keep doing more and more and more, try harder, you're going to run yourself out. You're going to exhaust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the real message here that you have for this little girl, that persona, standing in front of you?
The message I would have loved to have heard or that I would have for her?
Yeah, because you're your higher self now, and you know that whatever was going on with your sister and this whole thing about trying harder and not being good enough isn't true.
Right. The message would then be, I love you for who you are and
for exactly as
you are and who you are.
Yeah. Now, she's not going to believe that yet because we haven't cleared the emotional energy that's attached to that belief, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So what is the emotional energy? And everybody else on the call, you know, look in and see what emotion this persona is holding. So I want you to take a look and scan. What is this one in front of you? What's the primary emotion that she's holding?
Hurt, sadness.
And where is she carrying that sadness?
Throat and belly.
Okay. So what I want you to see is what started out as that experience of I feel ashamed because I haven't achieved, or I feel ashamed because I haven't done enough, or I feel shamed. It's really sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And sadness is the indicator emotion that it's time to let something go.
Mm-hmm.
So she's ready to let it go. So let's go ahead now. Can we just vacuum that out, or do we need to wash it out? How do we clear that today?
I love the vacuum idea.
Okay. Let's vacuum it out. So we're going to vacuum it out, and we're going to imagine all of that sadness going down, down, down. It's coming out of you. It's going down into that ball of light. Everybody releasing whatever your emotion is that's in the persona. There we go. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and replace that emotion. What do you want to replace that emotion with?
Joy.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring in joy. And what is something else that feels a little bit more tangible so that she can feel that security within herself? Trust or courage or confidence?
Trust.
Okay, so let's bring in trust. I always like to kind of balance it, a strong emotional energy with that higher ethereal energy of like joy. So let's bring that combination in, and I want you to start to see, as you're giving her that message again, you're really giving her a message that she's lovable, she's good enough. She hasn't even fully allowed herself to actually be free to experience the truth of her. I mean, this was since 3 years old. What's it going to be like to be able to just experience you? So let's go ahead and you tell me, how is she shifting now? What does she look like?
Standing up straighter, not looking down anymore.
Okay.
Looking straight ahead, shoulders back.
That's a different
Smiling.
Experience.
mm-hmm.
And what's her new assignment? What can she do to support you now?
That's a good question. Love and believe in herself.
Yeah. So
how does that
work in a practical way in your life?
To go out and explore and to try.
What are you trying?
to follow my heart and find a job that uses my strengths.
There we go.
And have confidence in that.
Yes. Okay. So why don't we put her in charge of you kind of clicking into your heart space, getting aligned with your higher self,
mm-hmm.
and following the message, the energy, the vibration when you feel it. Okay? And I want you to experience that joy by allowing yourself to just go out and ask the question, who am I? What do I love doing? And start to feel into that in a whole new way. Okay? Start mm-hmm. to really feel that in a whole new way. All right, so let's bring her in, and everybody else, make sure you've transformed yours. Bring that energy back in. You're reclaiming that energy. You're reclaiming that energy. And now allow that energy to move in and fully integrate, fully merging, everything shifting on all time, space, realities, dimensions, directions. Okay, good job.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Isn't that powerful? That was just a really good one. I had this one from when I was a little girl, not smart enough. Oh, my gosh. You know, straight-A student, honor student, not smart enough. Isn't that crazy? I mean, sometimes we just put ourselves in that place where we just can't win. So it's good to do those integrations. Okay, Saddleback Valley, California. Hello there.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Where's Saddleback?
At Laguna Hills,
California. Oh, okay. I've been there.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. I really loved your talk today. It really related to some experiences I've had and then I had to clear out. So
okay.
Really, really good talk.
Oh, good.
But my question today is about career. I'm hoping
okay.
that maybe you could give me some career advice.
Sure.
I've been trying to get back into the work field after being out of it for a long time, being
mm-hmm.
a stay-at-home mom. And I went in a certain direction. I felt that it was right for me. And I just had a reading with a Vedic astrology last
mm-hmm.
week, and she confirmed that, yeah, I'm supposed to be working with children, but it's just not happening. And I'm just wondering, do you see it coming? Is this a matter of patience, of waiting, or do I need to move, or I don't know.
I'm seeing a blockage right now that's placed upon you, which feels like a karmic blockage. And it's one of those things, right, where what you've got to do is you've got to work on clearing that karmic energy in your body and in your field. Now, where I see it is it comes up to your throat chakra and goes all the way down your torso, and it hooks into your power center. So it's like this big clamp between
oh
your throat and your power center, okay?
Oh, my God. How do I get rid of that?
Well, you know, what we do with karma is we have to actually do a couple things. One thing is we have to ask, is it okay? Is it time to clear this? So I'm going to ask that. Is it time to clear that? Yes, and is it okay to clear that? And that's a yes, too, all right? So at least you know you're getting the answers. It's coming to you now because it's time to clear that. And then what we can do is we can find out where that originated from. And I'm already hearing past life. And with that past life, what I'm seeing is actual, this was interesting, some kind of hereditary disease came through in that past life. And with that, there was some kind of deformation, okay? And with that deformation, there was a severe self-hatred. And so just think of it this way. Your body and your being are divine. And when you direct hatred inward, you're basically denying your divinity, which is an assault against the divine, right? And so what I'm seeing is this was passed down to you. You had the experience of being in that space where that self-hatred was directed inward. Okay? And so that's what needs to be worked on. And you're just going through this this cycle of clearing that. It doesn't have anything to do with you right now. Okay? So you can't take it on and be ashamed or feel any of that right now. But what I want you to do is I want you to clear any kind of self-hatred in your own body and being, and I want you to clear it along your genealogical and past life timelines, okay? So you'd do really well with doing the timeline therapy course. Have you gotten something that has that in there in mind?
No, but I had a feeling this was past life because I feel I've done so much clearing for this
life.
And I don't feel I'm carrying anything heavy that I'm conscious of.
But you're not. It's, you know, but I have to just tell you, your higher self showed it to me immediately. And so that's what I would do. I mean, you can either do a session with me, I can help you, or you can just send me an email at crystalhughes@gmail.com and say, hey, how can I get a hold of the timeline therapy workshop? Okay.
Could I do a session with you? I would much prefer
Absolutely. Yeah, for
and
sure.
And how do I do that?
You just go ahead and send an email to crystalhughes@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay? And we'll get that. We'll get that.
Thank you so
much. All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and go back to the Q&A box. And spend a little more time in here so that we can give some answers to you. All right, so here we go. All right, so Kathy with a T-H-I-E, says, Crystal, can you give me a reading on shame? So your shame is on the throat chakra in the back. And this experience is of unworthiness. And what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing they're showing it as unworthy to sing, okay, unworthy to really, and not just singing, right? You know when you're singing and you can just let it fly, just that feeling of freedom where you really don't care what anyone thinks or what anyone says. But there's shame around this, so you're not allowing yourself to fully express. And let me just check and see where this shame came from. It was at 2 years old, okay? So 2 years old, you took it from your mother, all right? So you took on mother shame. So what you're going to need to do is do an extraction. Literally extract your mom's energy out of your body and clear her shame. All of mom's shame goes back to her. Now, let me just say this. The reason why all of mom's shame goes back to her is, for one, it doesn't belong to you, and you can't transmute it because it doesn't belong to you. So sending back the shame is not in any way going to harm or hurt her. It's just that you're moving it out of you so you don't have to carry it. Because you can't shift it anyway. Most people don't know this, especially children, right? We don't know at 2 years old that we're not supposed to try to alleviate our parents' shame and take it on. We just were these little sponges, and we sponge up all this emotional energy. I did that with my dad. So what my suggestion is for you to send back your mom's shame and let her own it. Okay, all right, good. Here we go. Okay, so we're moving into Cheryl from New York. What do you see in my sacral chakra? Bless you for all that you do in your giving heart. Oh, thank you. Okay, so let's just see here, Cheryl. What's going on in your sacral chakra? Lots of frustration. Okay, and confusion and frustration. And this is about, you know, where do you put your energy into? You have some kind of belief that has you staying scattered and has you not being able to focus your attention on what to put your energy into. Okay, so with that, you're going to look for this persona, and I'm seeing this persona kind of like just running around, and it doesn't seem like it's that big of a part, maybe like 50%, okay? But that's the persona. All right. Okay. So let's just see here. Next up. All right. Joan says, Crystal, this is brilliant. I've never heard it explained so clearly. Oh, good, good. All right. And Marcy says, how do I sign up for an intuitive reading? Also, I would like to know if you're willing to allow me to intern with you. Oh, well, that is so sweet. Oh, my goodness. Well, you just need to send me an email, crystalhughes@gmail.com. It's CHRISTELHUGHES. @gmail.com, okay? All right, so here we go. Marilena from New York City. Hello, Crystal. I was wondering if you could scan my body and let me know how much more guilt I have to shed. Many blessings. So your guilt is, interesting enough, it looks like it's in the right breast, okay? And your guilt, there's some guilt around sexual shame, and what I'm seeing is this was not too far back in a past life, maybe, let's see, one or two past lives, like in that time period, it might even have been both because it carried over from two past lives ago, but there actually is this sexual shame. So I'm seeing abuse with that, okay? So you might have been felt ashamed because you brought upon sexual or physical abuse. And this is very common, right? So a person who's being victimized with physical abuse or even emotional abuse, but you take it in, you feel as if you've done something wrong, and that's what I'm seeing. It's in your right breast. So you've got to, oh, please clear that out as soon as you can. Okay. All right. Jackie says, can you do an intuitive scan for shame and help me clear that energy? Very much appreciated. Okay, Jackie, so yours is in your power center, okay? So this is really being ashamed with your output, like what you're creating or how it's received and or lack of actually bringing that into manifestation. Okay, and I'm seeing worry and doubt and fear around it as well. And what I'm seeing is a past life where you actually had a lot of worry and doubt about bringing your baby into the world and giving birth. Okay, so with that one, I'd like you to go back to the past life. Three past lives ago, up above the timeline, you're going to look down and you're going to see that worry and doubt and fear. And, you know, oh my goodness, you're just going to just go crazy clearing that. You know, just let yourself just bomb it out of there and clear all of that. Okay? All right. All right. Here we go. Marie from Edgewater. Hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for all you do. I'm having Margaret do some work, and Prasanna will be in town not far away this weekend. Oh, good. Okay. Since childhood, I've carried a pile of other people's shame as well as mine. Much was just cleared. Are you seeing more anything else? So, Marie, what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing the scapegoat archetype energy in you, and it's in your hands. So that means you physically feel like you have to clean up other people's shame so that you can keep the space peaceful. So you're this, you know, you're this peacekeeper. You're really a cleaner. You're cleaning up all of this other people's stuff to try to get to peace. The problem is that you have this scapegoat kind of energy. So people actually push things on you. Okay, and so I would do two integrations, one on the cleaner, peacekeeper cleaner, and I would do another one on the scapegoat, okay? Okay, all right, Kathy from Decatur says, Crystal, can you give me a reading on my shame around intimacy and money? Yeah, what's going on? It's so strange here. I'm seeing this Oh, I think it's, yeah, it's genealogical. It's like this slimy kind of wheeler dealer. It's like a slimy kind of manipulating salesperson persona. And it's genealogical, so we're looking at your father's lineage, and it looks like three generations ago. So that's where I would go and clear that, because with that kind of slimy, salesy manipulation, you're not able to really connect at the heart and be fully present and aware of what the other person's needs are. And also, there's manipulation around trying to get something with the money. So there's restriction going on. Okay? All right. Okay, here we go. Caroline Gotti from San Rafael says, how do I let go of my shame? Well, let me just check and see how it's sitting in the back for you. It looks like there's this regulator on the back of your sacral chakra, okay? And with that, it's actually looking at the environment, looking at the experience of your life, and then the regulator shifts to, okay, you need this, you need to feel this much shame. But where I'm seeing the issue is actually from mom's side, two generations ago, where there was some shamer in the family lineage. So you're going to want to clear that one. Okay, Joe Casey. Hi, sweet Crystal. Love your energy and your work. I feel as though I'm on the verge of birthing something new for my life. Can you check in with my higher self to see what I need to know around the creation process or any blocks that are in the way? Blessings to you. Okay, so let's just check and see. Wow, this is interesting. I'm actually seeing some persona that is like keeping tabs and making notes. And the thing about this one is it's so busy keeping tabs and taking notes. Have you ever been stuck in the creation process where you're in the planning phase and the planning phase just keeps going and going and going and going and going? And it's like, when in the heck am I going to get out of this planning phase? I just want to get into action. You have a persona that keeps you in the planning phase. Okay? That's the one, pull that one out and really get clear. Okay, Lorenza, Crystal, I love you. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the bright, beautiful light you are. You're welcome. Honestly, I'd like to know what to do, what I would have done without your help and teaching. May all heaven double bless you. Oh, thank you so much, sweetheart. Do you have a question? Do you want me to tune in? I'm going to tune in because I know you probably want me to scan you. So let's just go ahead, Lorenza, and let me scan you. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing in the back of your heart chakra, it's like these skeletons, you know, like the saying that you have skeletons in your closet. So what I want to share with you is these skeletons in the back of your heart space are reasons why you cannot open your heart again and be in relationship, okay? And right now, it's not necessarily the time for you to jump into relationship, right? But it is the time for you to let go at another level of the shame that you have had put upon you by your ex, I don't know if it's your ex-husband or who this was, father, ex-husband, a lot of masculine shame coming your way. I'd also like you to look at your own masculine and see if he's taken on any of that from your, if your own masculine has taken on any of the shame from your father. Okay, all right. Oh my goodness. Okay, all right, so let's just see here. All right, let's go to Colleen, number 7 here. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, so what's happening?
I don't know. I just, when we went into the meditation, the first part of it, I was fine and everything got processed and everything. And then I thought of something. I still can't remember what I thought of that I was ashamed about. And it just all of a sudden went out. And then all of a sudden I started shaking and just crying. And I just, you know, I'm just like holding my breath.
Yeah, you're just really vulnerable and tender right now. You're really vulnerable and tender right now. And what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing this little infant baby girl that wants to have love, wants the attention. She really needs to have that attention. And nobody knew what was going on. You actually were abused when you were a little tiny infant.
I had a feeling I was.
But it was more around some kind of slapping or shushing, being left. So, you know, the part of you that felt abused and abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
Abused
and
abandoned.
And that's been a big thing in my life, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So let's just go ahead and clear some energy around that. Anyone else can follow along, too. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have you scan your own body. So let's go ahead, everyone. What is the emotional energy around being abandoned?
Not feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Yeah, when you don't feel safe, that fear gets triggered. Okay, and where is that calling in your body?
Well, earlier I was feeling like on my right thigh for some reason that was really happening, and in my my throat and my chest area, right in where I go into my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me just say this. When you're fully expressed, just like an infant would be fully expressed, you would get shushed up and you would get shaken and then you would get left.
Mm-hmm.
So your experience of love is, one, don't you dare express yourself fully. Otherwise, I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to make you really afraid, like bully you or threaten you, and then I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So let's clear that fear. Okay?
Thank you.
I see it in your right ear and in your throat and in your sinus cavity, and we can just clear all of it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Archangel Michael exercise.
Okay.
And so everybody, you just, just repeat after me. Archangel Michael, I call upon you now.
Archangel Michael, I call upon you now.
Please come down with your healing band of mercy angels.
Please come down with your band of mercy angels.
And please vacuum out any and all fear, removing it entirely from my body.
I can't remember what you just said.
That's okay. Please come down and
vacuum
out all fear.
And vacuum out all fear.
Removing it from my entire body.
Removing it from my entire body.
There we go. Now, everybody, just imagine all these beautiful, powerful angels vacuuming out all fear out of all of your major and minor chakras. All of your major and minor chakras. You don't even have to know where they are. All of your major and minor chakras. We have hundreds of them. Hundreds of chakras. There we go. And I want you to spin that vortex around you counterclockwise and send it down. Send it all down. All of the energy is being consciously sent down and transmuted. Sending it down, consciously transmuting it. Everybody take a nice deep breath and go second round. Vacuuming out, releasing, letting go of all fear. All that fear, because now it's just an illusion. Now it's just an illusion. Now it's just an illusion. There we go. Good. And now I want you to imagine bringing the golden grid in. So the golden grid, the vertical line coming down through the top of your head, moving through your body. And one of the horizontal lines coming through the front of your body, moving through your heart chakra. And another horizontal line of the grid, this is the structure of the universe, moving through your heart chakra and out the other side. And I want you to just activate it with your intention now, Colleen. I want you to call forth that trust and courage. You're no longer in that helpless space. You're no longer in the helpless space now. And just allow that trust and that beautiful strength, the power of the beautiful Divine Father to come in, and the Divine Mother that says, you don't mess with my baby. And you bring that energy in and allow yourself to feel held by Divine Mother and Divine Father. And fill up your heart with that presence, fill up the space, that courage and trust, unconditional love. There we go. That was the shift. Okay. So we're done with that part, but you know what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pull out that little infant, not right now, but I want you to be in a safe place, pull out the infant, and start to work with her. And I want you to clear all of the energy of abuse and pain and hurt and all of that energy around her. And I want you to imagine that you are just holding her and loving her and rocking her, and that you're going to sing to her, and you are going to grow this child up. And you're going to imagine that child growing all the way up with total unconditional support and love and a listening and a recognition, and you're going to grow her all the way up, and you don't have to do this all in one sitting, but work with her, right? And you might find that she stops along the way. Okay, she's stopping at about 12 or she's stopping at about 22, and you start to clear and see why did she stop, what was going on during that time at that age, and clear her and work that out all the way till now, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, love you too. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for hanging in there with me.
Yeah, we have the best community. Okay.
Yes, we do. Blessing.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. Well, on that note, we're going to clean up. We're going to make sure that we're responsible with what we started. So I'd like for you now to just spin that vortex around your body and your aura counterclockwise, and all of the residual energy that you can release and let go of, send all that energy down, down, down into the center, that ball of light. And let's go ahead and clear and release and transmute any and all of those energies. Allow all of them to go. Sending down the vortex, all that residual energy going down, burning up, and now golden sun above your head. So you've purified, cleansed, and transmuted all that energy, and now golden sun above your head, you're going to call back all of your energy that's been purified and fill up the golden sun now. I like to see it as a golden liquid gel. And claim what you want it to be used for, love and joy and happiness and vitality and bliss and confidence and trust and courage and this experience of peace, the experience of you, your divinity, the magic and the miracles that you can create are profound. And allow that energy to come into your body, filling up your entire body. And overflowing into your aura, filling up your aura all the way around you. Remember, all the way around you, fill up your entire aura. No space. Filling it all the way up. There we go. Like a balloon, you're just blowing up, blowing up, blowing up. And then flipping on the light switch, lighting up your boundaries. Lighting up your boundaries. Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today. As you just simply call back your energy, I'm going to call my energy back to me. We're going to recalibrate, reset the boundaries, and we're also going to balance our chakras now. We've done a lot of work on that chakra today, especially the sacral chakra with this kind of work with shame. So let's just go ahead now, and we're balancing that out, recalibrating our system. Beautiful. Okay, everybody. And those of you that had asked me, I got a couple questions in the Q&A about how you can go deeper with clearing any kind of abuse. There's a couple programs that I have. One is called Soulmate Alchemy, which is releasing your ex's energy, you know, any ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, any ex's energy, and really calling forth your beloved soulmate. I have that one that's coming up. And also I have the Sexual Healing, which is really focusing. It's a two-hour intensive workshop just focusing on clearing really deep energies in that sacral chakra. We did a lot today, but I just wanted to let those two of you know that you can always go to crystalhughes.com and you'll be able to find me there. Okay? All right, everyone. Just be in that beautiful grace of the light of the divine, and please practice gifting to yourself. Being in the recognition of your value. And also, if you want, go deeper with this and go in and do this exercise over and over and get a sense of what your true values are. What do you believe in? What do you want to take a stand for? You are divine. You are the light. And I absolutely adore and love you. And I'm sending out angels to you and blessings as we give great thanks to our higher self and our guides and our angels and Archangel Michael, all the divine beloveds. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity. Much love to all of you. Bye-bye, everyone.